All right, guys, we're going to get started here. Before we do, actually, Josh, can I, and Tracy, can we grab a microphone? I just want to get, as people come back into the room, one of the things I'd love to do is, what have been some big ahas for you guys here from the morning sessions? Anybody open to share big ahas, big takeaways from this morning? Thank you.
Hi, I'm Terry Kozlowski of jobinterview911.com.
Cool.
One of the things that I had been struggling with was not wanting my pages to appear up in that top navigation bar every time it happens. So instead what I did was anytime I wanted to do something that was a consolidation of data and content and material and resources and links, I created a post.
Okay.
Because then it would be easy to do that. But now with all the plugins I see, actually I can do it with pages now. So that was, I thought, a great takeaway.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Laura Groats here from standupshowup.com. I think something probably really simple, but the more tag was very useful, and just the whole list of plugins and widgets is just amazing to me, that I don't have to go experiment and figure that out.
And,
so it's good.
The good news I want to pass along to everybody is, with this being based on WordPress, man, there are so many options available to you for all kinds of different things. We had people sharing different ideas of what they'd love to see happen, and all I can tell you is that there's many exciting things that are being implemented. There are many exciting things that will be released in the upcoming months. We're continuously working, and I encourage you to, if you have things that you would love to have, you would love WordPress to do, there are so many programmers available to help you create your own plugin. I mean, we found two of the guys that work for us full-time, two of the full-time programmers. We found them through projects that we posted on places like Rent-A-Coder, ScriptLance, and things of that nature. We gave them smaller projects. They, you know, did a fantastic job on those, and we gave them multiple projects. In fact, one of them, here's how we found one of the guys. We did a human split test. So I wanted a simple plugin created. I knew it was simple. And I'm very meticulous when I submit projects. I'll actually design exactly what I want it to look like. So there's no question what I want it to do and what I want it to look like. I'm just relying on them for the programming side. And so I posted the project. We had, I think, close to 40 programmers. We hired 5 of them to do the exact same project. And of the 5, it became very clear that 2 of them were very good at what they were doing, and they were very good to work with. And of the 2, we ended up hiring 1 of them full-time. And I just posted it out there to him. I said, hey, listen, you know, we would love for you to work on more projects like this on a regular basis. Are you open to part-time or full-time work? And he said, I'm open to it. He said, what's your offer? We gave him an offer. He was very happy with that. And we've now had him on full-time. And he's developed a variety of them. One of them is the new wishlist widget. You know, he finished that off very recently. So, you know, you can find great people to work with. So when you have ideas, don't necessarily think that you're limited to just what's out there. You know, there's possibilities to go out and find others. Other insights? Yes. Thanks, Kay.
Hi, I'm Brooks Cole with Holocosmos. I was just telling both of you, I've been developing membership sites the hard way for several years. We recently did one for Santana, for example, and some of these sites have taken hundreds of thousands of dollars and teams of engineers to build. And my takeaway, my insight is I'm blown away at just how simple and live and powerful this system is. I'm really excited to work with it.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. We're excited too.
Yeah.
Well, Tracy and I have also thought about starting like an AAA for membership site owners who, you know, who are coming from other systems or, you know. Okay, any other comments, questions, insights, anything? Okay. Yeah, quick one.
Yeah, I was going to say that it's really interesting that a lot of the clientele is older, you know, and that's very interesting because there's a lot of knowledge there. And that the older people are now having a chance to repurpose their content. with wish lists, and I think that's a great avenue. There's just a huge opportunity for people who don't know what to do to be able to create their content online. So
you know what's really interesting for us is seeing the diversity of our customers. I mean, we saw it here when Tracy asked, how many of you would consider yourself a beginner? How many of you here would consider yourself advanced? It was split, you know, right down the middle. And we have that all the time. We have, you wouldn't believe the niche markets that use Wishlist Member. It blows us away every time we see different sites that people are using. I mean, right. Leon made a good point. If you want to see examples of other membership sites that are using Wishlist Member, just do a search on Google for, quote, powered by Wishlist Member, end quote. Because if people are using the affiliate link at the bottom, which I highly recommend all of you do because you wouldn't believe how many little sales come from that, you will see all of the different, you know, a whole variety of different examples. It'll blow you away, the different niche markets that are using it. But you're right, I mean, it's a great resource to allow anybody, speaker, author, information marketer, coach, consultant, you know, anybody who's got information to turn it into a recurring revenue. In fact, I did a presentation last night on that very topic because, you know, so many of those professionals, they are in a backwards business model in the sense that they work once, they get paid once. I want to encourage people to work once and get paid again and again and again.
We're going to do them at the end, which is going to be around 5.
Great fundraiser concept. You'll see us rolling that out for our charity next month.
So the new marketing byline for all of us who have been unemployed 6 months or longer is Wishlist Member, the new stimulus package.
There you go. I like it. Very cool. Okay. All right. So let's get going into our next presentation here. I'm going to ask Josh, if you guys can keep me on track for time. I don't have a watch on. Just ask Tracy when our next session has got to be, and then we'll go from there. So the next section we want to talk about is personalization. Now, I referred to this morning. This is very powerful for you to really personalize your membership site so that it is more meaningful, more relevant to your members. I want you to start imagining your membership site as though it's a site just dedicated to that one member, just that one person. And that's the feeling that you want them to have, that this site is for me, it's relevant to me, it's customized for me. So one of the things that is a little feature... Is that? Okay. One of the things that's a feature inside of Wishlist Member that very few people use or even know about are the merge codes that are available. Thank you. So you can actually merge your member's first name, their last name, their email, their member level, username, and this is another merge code that we have for the login form. And there are very creative ways that you can begin using this. For example, let's say on your dashboard page, which is the after login redirect, that's what we recommend for that, you could have welcome back, Stu, you know, right at the top, and it's using these little merge codes. I'm going to show you one of the ways that I used a merge code for that Right to Give site that I referenced this morning with our charity. But one of the things I want you to do is start getting creative in how you could use these different merge codes. Now, we mentioned that all the PowerPoints will be given to you, so you'll be able to reference this again. But if you are ever stuck, let's say you're setting up your site and you're in Wishlist Member, and you're like, oh, what's the merge code for whatever? When you go to create a new post or page, and you go down to the section, the Wishlist Member options, all of these are right there. So you can always go and you can always find them and add them into a post or page at any given time. So another personalization is using the private tags. Now, this, basically the way this works, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, is in a post or page, you put the word private underscore and then the name of your membership level. So let's say it was called month one. You would put month one there. And then you put whatever text that you only want month one to view. So nobody else would be able to view this except for the month one people. And then you put slash private underscore the name of the membership level. Okay, is everybody with me so far? That makes sense? Yeah? Okay. So now what you can do is you can create sections of a post or page that are only visible to certain membership levels. Now that should get the wheels turning a little bit as far as how you can be creative even with inside a protected post. So we talked about the more tag, so protecting everything below a more tag for certain levels. Well, now you could even drill down even deeper and you could protect certain level, certain elements of a post for your premier customers or you know level two customers, you know, the higher level memberships. And so you can really get creative with the private tags. One of the tips I want to share with everybody is whatever membership you have, you want to create different tiers of membership levels. And what I mean by that is there are always a percentage of people that are willing to pay you more money for more access. Remember that. There are always a percentage of people that are willing to pay you more money for more access. Now, I talked this morning about growing into it, not going into it. So one of the growth strategies that you should look to implement down the road is to add another tier or another membership level that is that adds another element, a little bit extra to what the regular membership gets. And this is a fun way to begin providing that content is by using the private tags. And in Wishlist Member in the settings area, if you go to the settings tab, you have the ability to type what you would like to see or what you would like your members to see who do not have access to this. So for example, let's say I'm protecting this for level five. It says private underscore level five, the secret text slash private underscore level five. Let's pretend a level four member comes in here. What do they see? Well, they will see a string of text here that says, you know, sorry, this is protected for level five members. And that text, sorry, this is protected for level five members, is managed within the settings area of Wishlist Member. Now, here's how I actually use this. I'll go into that settings area, and I will not put any text there at all. And in that way, they don't even know that there was something that was hidden. And so they don't even, no text will show up at that point. So it's another creative way to begin using it. Yes? So this is a great point. The comment was, it doesn't have to be text in between those private tags. It can be video, it can be images, it can be download links, it can be a whole bunch of different things. So that's a very good point. Thank you for sharing that. So the private tags are another fun way to begin personalizing your members area by providing other content specific to each individual level. Now, I want to show you, this is the Right to Give site. I took a screenshot last night. And I mentioned to you that we had just published 8 books in the first couple months here. And so to give you some background, the way this works is a teacher will sign their class up and they will be assigned to a particular book. And there's 4 classes per book. So we have 8 books, so that's, you know, 32 classes that are involved. Now, when a teacher signs in, you can see I talked about this, creating a quick links that's very visible and easy for them to get to. What happens in this particular campaign is the teachers work with their class and they come up with a portion of a book. So the first class will come up with the setting for the book. So they create the setting and the characters. The second class, they'll come up with the problem. They'll write the problem of what's going to happen. The third class writes the solution to the problem, and the fourth class wraps it all up together. So they have different elements of the book. So what happens here is each teacher for each book will come and they will submit their classroom's portion of the book for their particular class, or for their class's portion for their book. So in this case, I did an example. I signed the test member up to book number 8. And so the way I've set this up, there's a section for book submissions that they click here, and it gives them the instructions on what to do to submit their book. Now they click on the specific book where they're going to submit the content for that specific book. Everybody with me so far? Hopefully I've explained this. But to provide more specific instructions, so that even though I've got this little thing here, it says, please note, if you're unsure of what book number you are, simply look at the top right where it says teacher info. You'll see your book number listed, which is right there. But even with that said, I knew that there was still going to be questions. So what I did was I just simply used the private tag right here. And I said, only show this for level 8 or book 8 members. And it just says, this is your book. Right? So when they come in, there's no question what book number they are, because it's like, this is your book. So it's just something very simple, but it immediately eliminated all kinds of questions and support. And so this is just a very, very simple way to use the private tags. It's kind of a little bit different. It's just more providing specific instructions to that membership level, and it's only relevant to that membership level. So likewise, I have private tags beside all of these, which you don't see because I said in the settings of Wishlist Member, I don't put anything in there. But there's a private tag here that says, this is your book for book one. So when they log in, they're going to see that right there. And there's one for book two and so forth. So it's very relevant. So when they log in, they know exactly where they're at in that particular site. There's the arrow so that you guys know that that's their book. Okay. Personalization, gravatars. Now, this is something that is typically incorporated into most WordPress themes, but I want to bring your attention to it just in case it's not, and so that you can begin using it. Gravatars are a way for you to display pictures on comments, just like this. And the way it works is when somebody leaves a comment, they leave their name and their email address. And if their email address is tied to a gravatar, it will pull in their picture automatically right into your particular theme. And so most people use this within their comments, which, you know, I agree. I think you should use it. But I want to encourage you to see if you can incorporate gravatars into other elements of your site. For example, if you know their email address and the email address is tied to their membership info, could you display their picture inside your membership in a variety of different ways? Quite possibly you could. And that's when it begins to really take on a whole new dynamic. And so one of the things that you want to recommend is you incorporate gravatars. If you go to gravatar.com, I think it is, it's free to sign up and encourage your members to do so, to tie their email addresses to a particular picture. And in fact, you can tie multiple email addresses to different pictures. I have my picture tied to a variety of different email addresses that I use for different niche markets. So I have a different email address for one niche market and a different one for another, but my picture is all tied to the same gravatar. And that's all handled all automatically. And so if you want to learn creative ways to use gravatars within your theme, you can go to this site, codex.wordpress.org/using_gravatars. I'll repeat that again one more time. http://codex.wordpress.org/using_gravatars. So look for creative ways that you can pull in somebody's picture into the members area. And because it makes it more personal at that point. And again, images go a long way in terms of pulling people's interest in, especially when they see their own picture. Taking it another step further, creating content areas specific to each level. Now, we talked about this when I was showing you the different ways to provide navigation. But I really, really want to encourage all of you to get creative in terms of displaying different information and different content based on the membership level that they belong to, because it makes the site more relevant and it makes it more meaningful, and it's going to make it easier for your members to consume the content. So the other ways that you can do it, you can create post and page templates within a theme. So let's just talk about page templates, because they're the most commonly used, and that is page template will enable you to have a different look and feel for different pages, which is very useful because if you have different sections of your site, you may want them you may want them to look a little bit different in terms of branding and so forth, so that it's visible that they're in a different section, different colors or something like that. But you can also do the same thing with post templates. Now, what I like to do is I love controlling my content through categories and posts. Tracy's of the opposite. He likes controlling his content more through pages. But either way, you can use the same principles here. With posts, you can create post templates, meaning any posts that belong to a certain category would have this look and feel. Any posts that belong to another category would have that look and feel, and so forth. And it begins to give you another way to really customize the area and customize the site based on who has access to what and so forth. The navigation, providing different navigation based on the membership level that they belong to. And we've talked about this, and I've hammered it home, but it's very, very important that you, as you get more and more comfortable, look for ways to create and customize your membership site using different sidebar widgets and different navigational elements for each membership level. The after login pages. Folks, I cannot tell you enough how important that page is. And it's important for a variety of different reasons. Number one, it's the first page that your members see each and every time they log into your membership site. So when it's the first page that they see, you want to make it exciting. Because if I come to a page after I log in and it's boring and I don't see any new updates, it doesn't excite me, chances are I'm probably going to drop out of the site after a short period of time. But if I come into that site and each time something's updated, you're talking about this, you're talking about that, and it's exciting, it makes it more relevant to me and it makes me want to continue to come back and again and again and again. So your after login pages are very, very important. I always use a dashboard page as my login page, after login page. And that's the page that has icons to the main areas of my site. But what I'm experimenting with, and I shared this with you with the site that we set up for Armin, I'm experimenting creating different login pages for each membership level so that I can put a welcome message that is targeted to that level. I think that is going to increase member retention even further. And the reason being is because when they come into your site and they see a message that is targeted to the content that they're going to have access to at that moment in time, and it gives them insights as to what's coming up, you can set your whole membership site up on autopilot at that point, and it becomes very, very fun. Because the way we set up the one for Armin is each membership level has its own after login page or dashboard page that has a specific welcome message for that level that talks about the content that they have access to that month. It also previews content that's coming up. And it has links that are appropriate to each specific level so that they can see the new products this month. They can click that and it takes them to the products for that specific month. And the great part about that is you can begin to write autoresponder messages if you have your membership tied to an autoresponder account that are synchronized with the content that they now have access to. So you have this whole system that is previewing and communicating and, about the content that they have access to at that particular point in time. And it becomes a great way to automate the whole process so that you spend perhaps a week or 2 weeks creating content for an entire year and you can walk away at that point and go on vacation because a whole year's worth of content is done. It's all automated. The communication will be going out accordingly and everybody's happy. So the after login page is a very important page. Pop-ups, specifically with the WP Pop-Up Scheduler, that is a plugin, WP Pop-Up Scheduler, allows you to create pop-up messages for specific pages within WordPress. So how would I use this? Well, if I know that my members are going to land on my after login page each and every time that they log into the membership, if I have something that I want to draw their attention to, I could use a pop-up for that particular page. So for example, If we were doing another wishlist member workshop, one of the things that I would do and will do is I will put a pop-up on the after login page for the customer center that says, new event coming up this day, you know, register here, that type of thing. If there is an, if you're doing a teleseminar or a webinar and the date is coming up, teleseminar info just posted in the members area, click here. So you're drawing their attention to events or messages that you want to give them at that particular point in time. So pop-ups, because you can specify what pages they appear on, can be a very powerful way to grab their attention, draw it to, you know, wherever you want within your site. And the good news is you know that they are absolutely going to land on your after login page when they log in, so you know that they're going to see the pop-up at that given point in time. Leon. Okay, so the Leon's asking, is this actually within the page or is it like a new window that pops up? Basically, let's pretend this is the page. Oops, this is the page. A little box will pop up and you can decide how you want the box, whether it to be, you know, to come in from the top, come up from the bottom, or do the whole light box effect. And whatever content you put in that, I'm not sure about that. The question is it blockable? I don't know about that, but it works just like the hover ads. Yeah. That's why you come here, Leon. We'll feature the good stuff, buddy. Yeah, WP Pop-Up Scheduler. I was playing with it the other day, actually. So I know it works because I was using it myself. So yeah, it's a good little plugin. The only thing I would like to see with it, I would like to see different design options and ways to experiment with that. We use another plugin called Comment Actions. That's Robert Plank's plugin. And we use that, you'll see that on our main site for Wishlist Member. And we use that on a regular basis. But the thing that I like about this, it's a smaller type pop-up. And you can define specific pages that you want it to appear on.
The one we're actually using is Action Pop-Up.
Is it Action Pop-Up?
Action Pop-Up.
Okay, sorry.
Action.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, this, right. I'm pretty sure this is very, it's almost identical to the way that one works. So WP Pop-Up Scheduler. Okay, so this was the personalization. So let me show you an example. Now, remember I told you that I set up the site for Armand. The downside is Armand now has to go and put the content in. Now, I will tell you, he hasn't done all that for all of the months yet. So this is a temporary YouTube video that I put here to say, dude, put a personalized video in here for this month. So as soon as he does that, then that'll be replaced with the personalized video. But this is kind of how it looks. So you can see this is the month 3 dashboards, you know, where they're at. And there are other icons here. I had to cut the image off, but there are other icons here. But the first icon that I have are new products just released this month. So that right away they can go and access new products that month. And then the next icon, I think, was like products from previous months so that they had access to. So they can always access the other month's icon or products as well. Then up here, you can see this. It tells them what month they're in, level 1 or month 3. Now this, remember I showed you before, is the Quick Links widget, but I created a widget specific for each membership level. The reason I did that, because each membership level has a different dashboard page, because this is the month 3 dashboard, which is different than the month 2 dashboard, because it's going to have a different welcome message. And the new products just released that month are going to be different. And so that's why that is a widget that's specific to that particular month, and so is that dashboard. So this welcome message is specific to that particular month. So that's how that is all set up in that particular site. See, I pointed to there again. And that's to give you an example of what my widgets look like. You can see this is the Wishlist Member login widget, which shows up at the top. And then remember I referenced that I use the simple sidebar navigation. And I have a simple sidebar navigation for month 1, month 2, month 3, month 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I've done 12 months for him. So he shouldn't be bugging me for at least 12 months. We'll see about that. But So anyway, so I set it up for 12 months for him, and then I used the wish list widget option to only show this widget on month 1, only show this widget on month 2, on month 3, and that's what appears right there. So from the user standpoint, they think that this is the same every single month. But from behind the scenes, it's not the same. It's actually a different widget that just has different links to it. Does that make sense for everybody? Because I really want you guys to get this, because this is where you can have a lot of fun as far as your membership site goes. Okay, so on personalization, I want to also throw it out there for ideas that you guys may have of how you can take these concepts and really begin to customize and tailor the content within your membership site for specific membership levels. Now, we've explored and we've been experimenting with the private tags and the merge codes and the different types of widgets and the different dashboards and so forth. But I'm sure that there's a lot of knowledge and ideas right within this room that we could all benefit from. And so one of the things that I want you to do is let's take a couple minutes. Let's get in groups of 3 or 4 and let's just come up, let's brainstorm. I want to brainstorm with different ideas for ways that you can personalize your site. And we're going to aim for 20 ideas, okay? 20 ideas, and then we're going to share each of those ideas as a group, and we're going to create a master list. Sound good? Okay, so we're going to take 15 minutes right now. Get yourselves in groups of 4. I probably recommend probably staying within the confines of where you're at, so turn around. And let's get in groups of 4. And we'll start brainstorming different ideas on ways that you could personalize your site.